Blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Welcome to the broadcast. Let's begin by yielding our hearts to the Holy Spirit, our master teacher. Dearest Holy Spirit, thank you for all that you do for us, for how you always reveal to us the mysteries of God's Word. You open our eyes to see and our ears to hear. You change us from glory to glory by your mighty power. We're glad again to be here today, to take our place at your feet, and to be taught new truths by you. So please have your way with us. In Jesus' glorious name we pray. Amen. Well, Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23, that has been our text that we have been considering for some time now in the series Producing the Fruit of the Spirit. And it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control." And so far in our study, we've examined 7 out of the 9 parts of this wonderful fruit, which I said is the character of our Lord Jesus Christ that is produced in the life of a believer by the Spirit of God. Friend, as you pursue intimacy with God, He is going to radically transform your entire personality by the power of His Spirit so that you look more and more like Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 3:18, he says, "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." So the Spirit of the Lord, as you pursue intimacy with God, He's going to transform you into the image of the Lord Jesus Christ. The New Living Translation says, "The Spirit of the Lord works within us as we pursue intimacy with Him to become more and more like Him." And the outcome of this image, that is the image of the Lord Jesus Christ, basically is the fruit of the Spirit, which we see listed in Galatians chapter 5, 22 through 23. Now, in case you missed any of the previous broadcasts, I want you to always remember that you can catch up by visiting our website at www.dominionlifestyle.org. And all you need to do is to simply scroll down to the Pastor Wumi link, and immediately you're going to find a complete listing of all our past shows. Now, today I want us to straight away begin to talk about the 8th part of the fruit of the Spirit, which, as we read, is gentleness. Now, what is gentleness? Gentleness is simply the quality of being meek or humble. Now, the word gentleness in Galatians 5:23 is a Greek word that means meekness. And that's why some other translations of the Bible, such as the King James, actually have that portion of scripture translated as meekness instead of gentleness. So, gentleness means meekness. It means to be humble. And as you pursue intimacy with the Holy Spirit, He will produce in you the quality of humility. Because our God is not just a holy God. He is a humble God. Speaking of the Lord, in Psalm 18 verse 35, King David said, "You have also given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand has held me up, and your gentleness, that is, your humility, has made me great." So God is a God of humility. He is a humble God. I mean, it's amazing. Yes, He is the one that who is most high. But though He's most high, He's also most humble. Jesus also, that is the Son of God, God the Son, in Matthew 11:29 said, "For I am gentle and lowly in heart." So the God we serve, my friend, is a humble God, and He wants we, His children, to be just like Him. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, the Amplified Version reads, Have this same attitude in yourself, which was in Christ Jesus. Look to him as your example in selfless humility. So if you claim to be a child of God, God wants you to follow his example of selfless humility. God the Father is humble. God the Son is humble. And as you pursue intimacy with him, his Holy Spirit will reproduce that same quality of humility inside of you. Beloved, you need to understand that one of the things the Lord God loves most in a person is humility. That's why as a Christian, you cannot afford to tolerate pride in your life. In 1 Peter 3, 3 through 4, he says, "A gentle, that is humble, a gentle and a quiet spirit is very precious, that is very valuable in the sight of God." When you have a gentle and meek spirit, you're going to be very precious in God's sight. You will always enjoy God's presence because God loves being in the presence, in the company of humble people. And so if you want to experience the joy and blessings of God's presence, you must maintain a spirit of humility at all times because it is an attitude that is very precious in God's sight. In Isaiah 57 verse 15, he says, "For thus says the high and lofty one," that is our God, "who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him who has a contrite and a humble spirit." So a humble spirit is precious in God's sight, and he dwells, that is he abides, with someone that has a humble spirit. Pride is a total turnoff to the living God. Look at what he says in Psalm 101 verse 5. He says, "The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure." That is, I will not tolerate. So God cannot tolerate the presence of somebody who has a proud spirit. But somebody who has a humble spirit, such a one is precious in God's sight. And such a one, God will dwell with that person. He says, he dwells in the high and holy place. Who does he dwell with? With a person who has a humble spirit. So my friend, you must allow the Holy Spirit to produce inside of you the spirit of humility because God absolutely hates and will never tolerate pride in a person. Proverbs 6, 16 through 17 says, "These six things God hates." That is, he loathes with a passion. Yes, seven are an abomination to him, a proud look. Can you see that? God hates pride so much that he puts it on top of the seven things that he hates the most. Of all the seven, out of the seven, the thing he hates the most is pride. And he cannot stand pride in a person at all. And that is why the moment that pride was found in Lucifer, Lucifer is the devil. He used to be an anointed angel of God. But the moment that God found pride inside of the devil, inside of Lucifer, God kicked him out of heaven ASAP. He cast him down without delay from the glorious heights of heaven to the gloomy pit of hell. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Anybody that is prideful, the Lord God will cast them down. Isaiah 14, verse 12 through 15 tells us about the devil's disgraceful fall from heaven to the pit of hell. Look at what it says. It says, "How are you falling from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations? For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven." That is pride. See his proud heart there. He said, "I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." Pride. He wants to exalt himself above God. And then he said, "I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farther sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High." What arrogance. And that led God to kick him out of heaven. Verse 15 says, "Yet you shall be brought down to Sheol, to the lowest depths of the pit." My friend, if you don't want to be brought down in life, if you don't want to be brought down from the highest height to the lowest depths, you must stay humble before God. Proverbs 29:23 says, "A man's pride will bring him low, but the humble in spirit will retain honor." Again, Psalm 147:6 says, "The Lord lifts up the humble. He casts the wicked down to the ground." And so if you want to be lifted up and never cast down, you must embrace the spirit of humility. In Philippians 2, we see how in sharp contrast to Lucifer, that is the devil's disgraceful fall, we see the glorious lifting of our Lord Jesus Christ because of his humility. It reads from verse 8, "He, our Lord Jesus, humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on the earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hallelujah. Because the Lord Jesus Christ humbled himself, the Father lifted him high, highly exalted him. I tell you, if you follow the example of the Lord Jesus, the Father will highly exalt you too. James 4:6 says, "He gives more grace," that is greater lifting, "to the one who is humble. He resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble." Then verse 10 says of James 4, "Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up." Beloved, it is your time to be lifted up, not to be cast down. So humble yourself in God's sight, and every form of recession and stagnation will come to an end in your life. By the power of humility, you will go up, and you will keep going up in Jesus' name. Well, that's all the time we've got for today. Thanks so much for tuning in. Until next time, remain richly blessed and ready for the return of the Lord. Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation. And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today. Ask him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. I wanna know.